From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Thursday, April 30th at 8:55, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And it is April 30th. That's, the last day of the month. And sometimes we see profit-taking come into some of these markets. And I believe that's what is happening here today in the grains, which are lower pretty much across the board. We did see December corn come within a quarter cent of $5, that magic number, and they just couldn't quite get enough lift to get over there. We are seeing forecasts for heavy rains in the Delta, an area that definitely needs rain, also extending into the southeast, again, a dry spot. More Argentina export competition in corn looks to be upcoming. Did have first notices on the May grain futures. We had 19 deliveries against the corn. Right now we see July corn futures at 472.5. That's down 5.25 cents. Good support in that 470 level, but that's 7 cents off the high we made overnight. December corn 493.75. That's 4 cents lower. On the bean side of things, we did have bean oil deliveries, but none on the meal or the beans. The bean oil deliveries, 400 of those, was a little bit of a surprise to see that many. November beans did fail to take out or exceed 1180. That's been kind of a upside target for a lot of folks. We've got July bean futures at 11.93.5. That's down 3.5 cents. New crop November, 11.69. That's down 2.25. On the meal side of things, we did have a rally earlier in the week. We've given all that back. May meal, 322.70, is down $5.30. May bean oil, 40 points higher at 75.71. On the wheat side of things, we had a big reversal down, a hook reversal down in wheat yesterday. We're seeing a follow-through to that today. Rain in the U.S. Southern Plains has really been taken out of the 6 to 10 day forecast. But in Chicago, we've got July Chicago wheat at 641, down 12 cents. July KC wheat, 694.25. That's down 10.5 cents. On the livestock side of things, we've had a couple very strong days in the cattle. We've seen the cash cattle really take a big jump, up as much as $12 this week in Nebraska. So we do have cattle futures taking a little bit of a break. April live cattle go off the board today. The June's at 254.85, down 40 cents. May feeders, 372.75, that's up $1.25. The April feeders go off the board today. June live hogs 20 points lower, 103.55. We've had the hog futures only higher when we've seen unwinding of cattle hog spreads. On the outside markets, the crude oil futures are down just a little, down $1.56 at 105.32 in the nearby June. The metals markets are seeing a little bit of a rebound after a couple of pretty hard down days. We've got the dollar index at 98.31. That's down 0.52. We have had some pretty decent news about the state of the economy that came out earlier today. That is good to hear. Consumption, however, is high, and that's what's driving these prices, or excuse me, driving the economic growth. Consumers are still spending money. We hope they're spending money on beef and pork. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.